Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A short-range ballistic missile that can strike targets over 1,200 kilometers away, that is what India just successfully tested, bolstering its nuclear deterrent capability. First, what makes this significant is that the Agni-1 missile was test-launched from the Integrated Test Range in Chandipur, Odisha, on 22 May 2026. This launch was conducted by the Strategic Forces Command, and it validated all operational and technical parameters, confirming the continued operational readiness of the system in India's nuclear arsenal. But why does this matter? It matters because this periodic user trial demonstrates that India's strategic deterrent is always ready, without escalating tensions. Now, let us delve into the technical profile of Agni-1. The Agni-1 was developed to fill the operational gap between the Prithvi series, which has a range of 150 to 350 kilometers, and the Agni-2, which has a range of approximately 2000 kilometers. What makes Agni-1 unique is its solid fuel configuration, which provides rapid launch readiness and higher survivability compared to its liquid-fueled predecessors. And here is something that surprises many students: the Agni series is a cornerstone of India's nuclear deterrence, with each missile having its specific range and capabilities. Building on this, let us look at the Agni series in comparison. Mission Divyastra, which was conducted on 11 March 2024, was India's first successful flight test of Agni-5 with multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicles, or MIRV, capability. This puts India in a select club of nations, including the US, Russia, UK, France, and China, with this technology. So what exactly changed? With this capability, India can now target multiple locations with a single missile, significantly enhancing its deterrence posture. Now, let us turn to the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur, where this launch took place. Located in the Balasore district of Odisha, along the Bay of Bengal, this range has been operational since 1989. It is the premier facility for testing tactical and strategic missile systems and houses several launch complexes, including Launch Complex 3, Launch Complex 4, and Launch Complex V. Adjacent to this range is Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island, formerly known as Wheeler Island, which is used for longer-range strategic launches. With that background in place, let us look at the Integrated Guided Missile Development Program, or IGMDP. Launched in 1983 under the guidance of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, then the Chief of the Defense Research and Development Organization, or DRDO, this program was officially completed on 8 January 2008. The IGMDP comprised 5 missile programs: Prithvi, Agni, Akash, Trishul, and Nag. Note this carefully: these missiles form the backbone of India's missile arsenal and have been developed indigenously. Now, let us examine the Strategic Forces Command, or SFC, which conducted this launch. Established on 4 January 2003, under the Nuclear Command Authority, or NCA, the SFC is a tri-service formation that manages India's land, sea, and air-based nuclear arsenal. It is headquartered in New Delhi and is headed by a 3-star officer who is rotated among the Army, Navy, and the Indian Air Force. The NCA, chaired by the Prime Minister, is advised by the Political Council and the Executive Council. Remember this number, 4 January 2003. The day the SFC was established, marking a significant milestone in India's nuclear deterrence. Moving on to India's nuclear doctrine, adopted in 2003 by the Cabinet Committee on Security, or CCS. This doctrine rests on several pillars: credible minimum deterrent, or CMD, no first use, or NFU, massive retaliation to inflict unacceptable damage, civilian political control over nuclear weapons through the NCA, continued moratorium on nuclear testing since Pokhran 2 in May 1998, and commitment to global, verifiable nuclear disarmament. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is committed to using its nuclear capability only as a deterrent and will not be the first to use nuclear weapons. Now, let us turn to the comparison with adversaries' systems. The strategic context post-Operation Sindoor, India's calibrated strikes against terror infrastructure across the line of control and the international border in May 2025, is significant. Periodic Agni-class trials serve as credibility signaling to adversaries, demonstrating continued operational readiness of India's strategic deterrent without escalating tensions. But why does this matter? It matters because it shows that India is committed to maintaining its nuclear deterrence capability, which is essential for its national security. Now, let us look at the key DRDO laboratories involved in this development. Although not explicitly mentioned, it is worth noting that the development of the Agni series involves several DRDO laboratories, which have played a crucial role in designing and testing these missiles. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers defense, science and technology, and internal and external security. The Agni series, the IGMDP, and India's nuclear doctrine are all important topics that you should be familiar with. Note this carefully: the ranges of the Agni series, the location of the integrated test range, Chandipur, and the structure of the NCA are all potential prelims questions. For mains, you should be able to examine the evolution of India's nuclear doctrine since 1998 and the role of the Agni series in operationalizing credible minimum deterrence. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Agni 1 is a short-range ballistic missile with a range of 700 to 1,200 km and a single-stage solid-fueled. The test date was 22 May 2026. And the launch site was the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur, in the Balasore district of Odisha. The launch was conducted by the Strategic Forces Command, which was established on 4 January 2003 under the Nuclear Command Authority. The NCA is chaired by the Prime Minister. The IGMDP was launched in 1983 under Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam and was officially completed on 8 January 2008. The IGMDP comprised 5 missile programs, Prithvi, Agni, Akash, Trishul, and Nag. Mission Divyastra, which was India's first successful flight test of Agni 5 with MIRV capability, took place on 11 March 2024. India's nuclear doctrine, adopted in 2003, rests on several pillars, including credible minimum deterrent, no first use, and massive retaliation. Pokhran 2, or Operation Shakti, took place on May 11 and 13, 1998. The Agni Prime is the next generation replacement for Agni 1 and Agni 2. In conclusion, the successful test launch of the Agni 1 missile is a significant milestone in India's nuclear deterrence capability, demonstrating its commitment to maintaining a credible minimum deterrent. This development has significant implications for India's strategic position and its relations with its adversaries.